And welcome again to Lucy Amundson. We have not had you in our studios in way too long.
Oh, I agree.
Howdy there, sunshine. So you've got your Glen Sheen hat on today.
I'm a woman of many hats,
as
for
opposed
sure.
to the chicken hat.
Right.
Because, yeah, that's a completely
whole different hat.
There's a program coming up this evening called The Murders at Glen Sheen 40 Years Later. It's going to be held at the Spirit of the North Theater, and the authors of the book Will to Murder will be speaking. You're still working at Glen Sheen a little bit.
Yes, I'm so lucky.
Well, you really are. What's your title there at Glen
Sheen? You know what? I'm just sort of this low-level writer gal there.
It says on the business cards.
There's no business card that says low-level writer gal, but I get to be part of writing tours and signage and all that great stuff, which is so important to telling the Glen Sheen story.
It really is. And we had a really interesting conversation before we went on the air about the fact that people naturally, maybe not locals as much as guests that come through Glen Sheen, people naturally want to hear the story of the murders, and they want a lot more information than is traditionally offered on the tours about the murders. And you made such a wonderful point about the fact that the relatives of these people are still alive. This isn't a historical event, you know, that happened centuries in the past. The relatives of these people are still alive. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, today is actually the 40th anniversary of this death. And 40 years sounds like a long time until you think about it. It's not that long ago. It's like the old joke, like, too soon? And you're like, yes, too soon.
If you can remember where you were when you heard the story, you probably have relatives, you know, and friends that are the same age as people or, you know, as maybe you're the same age as people who are involved, who are still, you know, connected to this.
Because, of course, this is about the brutal murders of heiress Elizabeth Congdon and her night nurse, Velma Pitala, and their people who loved them are still alive. And we are often asked, like, why don't you do a cool clue game at Glen Sheen? Or why don't you have, like, a murder mystery and you can go through the Congdon murders? And the truth of the matter is,
way too soon for that.
It's way too soon. It's not entertainment fodder at this point. These are real people. So that's why we sometimes get dinged by folks who are like, you don't mention it on the tour. And how we handle it is we say, hold your questions to the end of the tour. Because sometimes folks will want to ask really bald questions with gory details during the tour, and there may be small children on that tour group, and they're trapped hearing about things that 70% of guests don't even know there was a murder there. They're there for the historic aspect of the house.
Right. And I think it's such an excellent point, because they make the point. I've heard the point made in November about how the relatives of many of the people who were killed on the Edmund Fitzgerald are still alive, and that there is a memorial for them and there is a ceremony every year. But in a sense, I had heard a couple of people say that it's almost like, you know, it just keeps poking that old wound every year. So it's really an interesting, I think, and I don't think people are, for the most part, innately cruel.
I think
they just haven't thought it through.
I think we all have a curiosity about these heinous things that happen. I mean, just think, how long did Law and Order run?
It's still running, I think.
It's like a little puzzle in our head. How did this thing happen?
Well, this is so out of the experience for most of us.
Right.
I'd like to hope. But if it hasn't been a part of your experience, it really, as you say, there's no entertainment value in it at all.
And I never want to shame people for their curiosity, because I'm curious. We're all curious. But we just have to have decorum around that curiosity for people for whom these victims are real human beings that they loved, and not someone who should be trivialized.
That being said, the program tonight is going to talk with the authors of the book, and they're going to be having some of these conversations. Is this a good venue for people if they are curious
to perfect venue
to this event, which is not the same as a public tour.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who have chosen to go are there deliberately because they have chosen to go. Is this a good venue to ask those questions?
This is the perfect venue to ask these questions because, right, people self-select for this. They will come and there will be experts there who actually know those answers, as opposed to Glensheen tour guides definitely know the story, but they... when folks ask them to point out blood stains and other things, that's not an appropriate venue.
I think I actually, the first time that I ever took a tour of Glensheen, and of course I grew up in Rochester, where also high school and college kids functioned as tour guides for Mayowood and the Plummer House.
Right.
Not the scene of crimes, of course, but, you know, you've got the same kinds of, you know, young people doing the tours. And I think that they said right off the bat, this is not something that we're going to be talking about. You know, I think they said, here is a room and this is what happened. And this is the most that we're going to be talking about it. And they were polite, but firm. And you got the sense that, okay, that's where that sits. So.
Well, and the Glensheen tour is really a time capsule of 1910. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to, in the middle of the tour, jump to 1977.
Right.
And sadly...
Plus, it's so cool.
Yes. Those events overshadow the amazing things
right.
that happened with the Congdons
right.
and the beauty of Glensheen and the artisanship that we should be appreciating. And there are these stories about how the Congdons... If it weren't for the Congdons, there'd be no North Shore Drive. And most people don't realize that because they're kind of all dizzy with the murders.
I'm just still trying to figure out, whenever I go to Glensheen, what it would be like to come home to that house, open up the door, throw your backpack on the floor, and yell, Mom, I'm home. I mean, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. So, but this event tonight would be a good opportunity if you're interested in the story, if you want to talk with folks that have additional details about the situation.
Yes, and it's free.
Oh,
so
and free.
Free is our favorite flavor. It's at the Fickers Auditorium, the Spirit of the North Auditorium, and it's all set up for exactly this kind of curious mind to go and check it out.
So as I take a quick glance over the news release, I see a lot of words that are my favorites. I see wine, I see books, I see free. Wonderful. Wonderful. So
and these are people who are directly involved in the investigation.
And from that standpoint, it is a wonderful opportunity to, because as you say, 40 years is not that long ago, it's a wonderful opportunity to talk with people who were there, but who are ready to talk about these things in a professional capacity, in the capacity of their job, and for whom it isn't. For whom it was a part of their work instead of a personal tragedy that devastated a family.
Exactly. Yes. So hopefully this will fit the bill for folks. And then they have an understanding as to why we handle it differently at the mansion itself.
Well, in the spirit of taking a person who is trying to keep the topic very professional and to their job, and then suddenly asking them personal and possibly disturbing questions that they had no intention of answering. When's your next book coming out, Lucy?
That's so funny. Oh, I am slowly picking away at something. Keyword being slowly.
Is it? Did you say picking or pecking?
Oh, nice.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. I was just, you know, I mean, as long as you're here, I had to ask.
You had to ask.
Because many, many folks are really looking forward to your next book.
It's hard to follow up from Locally Laid. You know, I had to live through a lot to write that book, and I hope I never have to live through something like that again to produce another book.
So you've been resting on your laurels and just not living enough.
That's
since
right.
The last book.
I've had less frightening episodes of personal doom happen. So my goodness, what a snore.
It's time to let the therapist go, Lucy, and just spread those little chicken wings and fly.
That's true. My therapist Ben and Jerry get me through all the hard stuff.
Lucy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Lucy Amundson works part-time at Glensheen. She joined us this morning to talk about a fascinating program coming up tonight called The Murders at Glensheen 40 Years Later. It's a free public program hosted by Zenith City Online. It takes place tonight beginning at 6:30 at the Spirit of the North Theater.